It's time for Benedict and Raven basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports boosters.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Welcome back again. We're in Marshall, Missouri. Guys, game is getting set to go here on CARE Radio. Happy to have you along with us. It's a great time. The Lady Ravens coming up with a big win to begin things here this evening. And now it's going to be the Benedictine men's opportunity. Got a tough opponent here with Missouri Valley, a team that comes in with a longtime head coach, and he knows absolutely what he is doing. And it is always an interesting ball game, and I say interesting because it's the best describing adjective that I can think of for how these games with Benedictine and Missouri Valley tend to go. Well, I'll tell you what, all of that said, Ravens are going to have to have a few different things happen here tonight. And that is going to start with the starting lineup. Here's the deal. Let me bring you the starters here on CARE Radio for this ball game as I shuffle through my paperwork. For Benedictine tonight, Ravens are going to have a different look. They're going to be starting Nysir Scott. He's a 5'10" senior out of Topeka, Kansas. It'll be Chris Jackson out of Dayton, Ohio. He's a 6'2" senior. Tate Timmy from Omaha, a senior at 6'6". You got St. Joe product, Matt Austin. He's a 6-foot senior running out the starters. Another senior, Derek Cruz out of St. Louis, Missouri. Eric is 6'7". So, that all said, Benedictine has got a little bit of a different look. You'll notice that Jaden Bristol not in the starting rotation tonight. Jaden's banged up a little bit, and so we are not going to have Jaden suited up here this evening. Benedictine in the traveling black uniforms with red and white lettering and trim for Missouri Valley. It is the home white with orange and purple. On the court for Valley is going to be 6-foot freshman Chase Lance. He's out of Marshall, Missouri here. We've also got TJ Wallace. He is a 6'4 sophomore out of Mississippi. Next guy, Tamarcus Butler from Houston, Texas, a 6'3" junior. Dusan Allen, he is a guy who has been so good for so long. Dusan is a 6'6 senior from Chicago, and rounding it out for Valley is going to be Dwayne Simmons, 6'7 senior out of Turks and Caicos. Ravens have the ball. We're underway here in the Homer C. Redford Gymnasium. Thinking about Boley Ashford, that's the football field right across the street here. Ravens will drive in. Matt Austin goes up with a shot that hits the side of the rim, kicks away, no good. Rebounding it back down, it's going to be Valley. They'll come down the court, traveling with it, no. No whistle, and now the ball is loose in the floor. It'll be picked up by Timmy. Here comes Benedictine back up court with it. We are just moments into the ball game and scoreless here in Marshall, Missouri. And now the official is going to stop play as there is a Valley player who, coming down the court, may have, twisted an ankle maybe or something. He's down at the baseline, sitting on the floor. Trainers are dashed up here to give him a look-see. And Benedictine is going to be putting the ball in play from midcourt. Here comes Nysir Scott with the basketball. Kicks it over to the left side. Eric Cruz on the court once, twice, stops at the side of the baseline. Can't get the shot away. Brings it back off on top. Matt for three. Bingo! Matt Austin and the Ravens out in front, 3-0. How about Matt Austin knocking that one down from long range? BC with that early lead, 18:40 to go. Now back out on top with it. Valley, they'll swing around to the left side. Skip pass goes into the lane. Ravens surround the basketball, and as they do, they're going to force a travel by Dwayne Simmons. So Simmons will turn it over with the travel, and Benedictine is going to have it back in. 18 and a half to go in the opening half. Ravens have the ball, leading it 3-0. Valley is a good team. They come into the contest tonight at 7-1, and like Benedictine, it is their first conference game. BC comes in at 6-3. Ravens have been on the road. Oh, here's a nice driving shot up and in off the right side of the glass. Eric Cruz will have his first points, and the Ravens now lead it 5-0. Benedictine has been on the road. I'm sure for the guys it feels like it's just been absolutely forever. It's a blocked shot. It's going to go out of bounds. Well done by Timmy. The ball's going to be blocked out of the hands of Dusan Allen. Vikings will have it into their offensive end. They trail Benedictine 5-0. Ravens have been on the road, I believe it's now, talking to Coach Moody, 5 consecutive games. And they will be very glad to be back at the friendly confines of the NOLA next Saturday afternoon. Here's a running shot from about 17. No good. Rebound to go down. It's going to be Jaden Timmy. Here comes BC. Benedictine into the forecourt with it. And as they slide down the right side, Timmy is called for an illegal screen. Nice here taking the ball. About a step and a half above the top of the key. Started to slide to the right side. His defender was moving along with him. Timmy just steps up and slides up into the guy and picks up that foul. So it will be Jaden's first foul of the game. Benedictine, here's a steal. Matt in, up, missed. May have been somewhat deflected as he was being chased from behind by Dusan Allen. But it'll be lost out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball from the corner in their offensive end. 17 and a half to go in the opening half. Ravens still lead it 5-0. Missouri Valley has not gotten the offense figured out quite yet. Little look away pass on the inbound. Comes to Chris Jackson. Maybe his first touch of the ball this evening. Chris, little swing, seesaw. Here's a kick out. Matt for three. Nope. And a rebound down too. Dusan Allen up the floor. Going to be T.J. Wallace. Wallace dishes on top. Jace Lance has it. It would be head coach Chad Lance's son. Pitch to the right side. Into the right corner. The three. Dropped right in. Dusan Allen for three. And it is now a 5-3 Benedictine lead as we go inside 17 minutes of play in the opening half. Nice here, out on top. E. Cruz for three. And a rebound is going to be picked up off the floor by Lance. Alternates hands with the dribble, bring it across the timeline, weave it over to the left side, gets it over there. Into the hands of Tamarcus Butler. Butler's pass shot, no. Rebound, Benedictine. He kicked it down to the right side of the lane. The shot was up way too hard. Ravens are going to rebound it on the other side, and back up with it will come Scott. Nice here, double team. Kicks it into the right corner. And now it's going to be knocked out of Chris Jackson's hands. And, Chris, we haven't seen a lot out of him. He's touched the ball seldom and has not taken a shot yet this evening. 16:26 to go. First half, a low-scoring affair, 5-3, Benedictine. Cruz will bring it in. Out on top, it'll come to Chris. Jackson backs away. Looks over his shoulder, Coach Moody, who's emphatically trying to share something with his team. Four on the shot clock, three. Here's Nicer, desperation shot. No. Rebounding it back down. Back up with it will come Valley. Up the floor, T.J. Wallace. Top side to Lance. Little push pass over to the left corner. New man into the game is going to be Zachary Marat. Now the hook shot in the lane. It is up and it is good. Cameron Lockett, who has just come in, knocks that one down. So Lockett with that bucket to tie the game at 5. 15:40 left. First half. Back to Nicer. Benedictine hitting 28% of their shots, 2 of 7 shooting. Valley is 2 of 5 for 40%. Nicer has it right side above the three-point circle. Kicks it to Matt. Now out on top. Cruz will launch a three well short. And a rebound called back down by Lockett. Valley on offense with a chance at their first lead of the game. And that three will hit and make them up. And it is an 8-5 lead. That was a long shot dialed up from the top side. T.J. Wallace. Ravens trail for the first time. Here's Matt Austin from 17. Can't get it to roll. Rebounding it back down again. Valley. After Benedictine getting up 5-0, Valley has rolled off 8 unanswered and again are in possession of the basketball. They'll take it down to the baseline. Deep at the corner right in front of the Raven bench. Down the feet into the lane. And reaching in to block the shot, Timmy picks up a second foul. Bad news for Benedictine, whose bench is already a little bit short here this evening. Quickly into the Raven lineup. We're going to see Jake Thompson, the 6-foot junior from Leawood, Kansas. And who else is coming in for? Oh, coming in for Benedictine. Not coming in off the bench is going to be Saxton Thuston, a 6'2 senior from St. Joe. Valley with the basketball, leading it by 3. 14 and a half to go in the half. Here's a little runner from about 16 on the right side. It's up, it's no good. Rebound tipped out and out of play to Benedictine. Tyson Cathy has also come into the game for the Ravens. Tyson, big man out there, 6'6", out of Liberty, Missouri. BC with the basketball, trailing it by 3 with 14:20 to go in the first half. Top side with it is going to be Jake Thompson. Gets it to Tyson, top of the key, back over to the right side to Matt. To Thompson, starts left, comes right now, tries to drive into the lane. Comes back to Matt Austin, shot clocked at 9. Here's Cruz with it, backing in, double team, shoots over him and scores anyway. Matt Austin through the double team has his 5th point of the game. And it's now 8-7 Valley. 13:50 to go in the half. Here's a shot underneath at the baseline, off the window and good. And right now the Ravens are having a bit of a problem finding a match for Cameron Lockett. Remember Lockett, big guy, 6'5", wide body, offensive lineman kind of a build. Strong. Now the Raven pass inside. It's going to be slapped free and stolen away. Coming up with the basketball is Hayden Sprinkle. And the drive on the other end. The shot is up and it is good. Ravens now trailing at 12-7. 13:20 to go in the first half. Now we're going to have the ball lost out of bounds and a couple of more substitutions coming in for Missouri Valley, who has used a wealth of talent in this game. You've got Oliver Pollyon Girard, a 6'4 freshman out of Covington, Georgia. Checking in. 13:13 to go in the half. Here's a driving left-handed sweeping layup that is up and good. Matt Austin, he has 7 of Benedictine's 9. Ravens trail by 3 as we're down to 13 minutes to go in the first half. Covington with it out top side. Now they'll feed it over to the right side of the free throw line, and Cruz is going to be called for a push in the back. Eric Cruz will have foul number 1. Valley will put it in play at their offensive baseline. They're going to bring it in. It's going to be Carson Cavalier. Cavalier, a 6-foot freshman from Waynesville, Missouri. He brings it in out on top to Marat. Now back it'll come to Cavalier. Starts around to the left side. Ravens challenge him on top with a tall defense. Gets it over to Dwayne Simmons. He's a 6'7" senior from the islands. And a jump ball inside. And possession arrow is to Missouri Valley. Ravens go to the bench and checking in for BC. We're going to have Joel Adise in. He's a 6'6 junior from Nigeria. So out there from left to right, you've got Adise and Thuston. I've got Jake Thompson. Kaiser Cathy and bringing the ball up the floor for Benedictine, Matt Austin. 12 and a half to go in the half. Vikings leading the Ravens 12-9. Matt kicks it over to the left side to Thompson, and we have an offensive foul. We do. Saxton Thuston will be called for a foul, and Benedictine having a little trouble picking up some fouls on some of these screens and picks, and now we're going to get a timeout taken. Let's do it. Joseph, we're taking a break. 12:22 to go in the opening half. Ben Marshall. It's Missouri Valley 12, Benedictine 9.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Missouri Valley puts the ball in play as we come back to this conference opener for these two teams here this evening. Valley coming into the contest at 7-1, Benedictine at 6-3. Valley with the basketball. That's Jake Lance back in. Out top side. Here's a shot up. Sprinkle shot won't go down. BC coming up with a rebound. Tyson Cathy sweeps it down and into the forecourt comes Jake Thompson. Thompson rotates. Kicks it over to the right to Matt Austin. Matt is the only guy who has not been off the floor yet for either team. Back and in. Tyson Cathy. Left hand hook shot. An air ball. And Valley's going to come down with a rebound. 11:40 to go in the half. Back up top of the key with it. It's going to be Zachary Marat in the lane. The turning shot up and in. Dwayne Simmons. So Simmons has his first bucket. 14-9 Missouri Valley. We're at the 11:20 mark of the opening half. Here's Saxton. Houston drives just about a step above the free throw line. Pulls up his dribble. Gets it again to Thompson. He will cut into the lane, goes in, underhanded shot well off the mark. Plenty of shot that won't go in, and Benedictine gives the ball back again to Valley. 11 minutes left in the half, 14-9. Vikings up. The feed across the lane. It's going to be stolen by Austin. Here comes Matt. He'll drive it down the right side. Behind the back pass, and the layup to Thurston for two. Matt Austin, the beautiful look-away pass, give him the assist. Saxton has his first points of the game. 14-11, Valley. 10.5 to go in the half. Game moving along briskly. Rather low scoring, which probably plays well for BC. The Ravens love their defense. Here's a drive in. Marat down to the right side. The jump shot, nope. Rebound, offensive, yes. Driving in, changing hands. The left-handed layup is up, and it is good. And Dwayne Simmons quickly has four. 16-11. Again, down by five. We are one quarter of the way through this game. Here's Austin from 12. Short. Rebounded back down by Simmons. Valley on the run. Missouri Valley quickly taking it down the right side. They'll swing it over to the left. Here's a shot from the side. Is it three? It is, and it's up and good. Oliver Pollyon Girard for three. 19-11, biggest lead of the game for Valley. They're up eight. Benedictine with the basketball. Matt comes over to the right side to Thompson. Underneath to Tyson. Cathy dishes it. Here's a three from the edge. Good! How about that perimeter shot? We just saw Saxton go up over the rim and lay one in. Now he hits one from deep in the left corner. 19-14, Valley. Baseline shot, no. Saxton upstairs for the board. Outlets left side, Thompson. He will launch a running three that is rejected. Rebound pulled down by Adise, and we have, is it a foul? Are they going to say he just stepped on the baseline? Probably just stepped on the baseline with that. And with a timeout, we're going to get a media break. Joseph, we've earned this one. Taking a break here at the 9:06 mark of the opening half. It's Missouri Valley 19, Benedictine 14.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Back with you from the timeout. Right now, Benedictine shooting not quite as well as they'd like to, frankly. 6 of 17, 35%, but Missouri Valley, red hot. They are 8 of 15. That's a 53% clip. They're 3 of 5 from 3. That's 60% from the three-point range. We have not had a free throw shot by either team yet. So that said, total rebounds, Vikings have a 11-7 lead, and on the scoreboard, they're up by 5. Here's Valley with the basketball. We're back to action and go inside 9 minutes of play in the opening half. Vikings will dribble around to the left side. It'll be handled there. Three-pointer launched wide to the right side. Coming down with it is Saxton. Thuston into the forecourt quickly. Goes to Chris Jackson. To Saxton. To Chris. I don't think Chris has taken a shot yet in this game. Nope. Chris is zeroes across. The feed inside. Nice steer. Lobs it up on top. Throws it away. That was stolen away very nicely by Marcus Butler, who goes coast to coast. Lays it up and in and one. So give the foul to Nicer. It'll be his first. To Marcus Butler. 2+1. Jamarcus coming to the free throw line here. He is an 81% free throw shooter. And this one, yes. So that'll be his third point, and the Ravens now trailing 22-14. 8:18 left in the first half. Chris Jackson up the floor with it. Again, he has not been any kind of an offensive threat in this game. Not one shot. Now the pass, Tyson Caffey has it knocked out of his hands. He tries to pass across. It slapped. Goes out of bounds. Fortunately for the Ravens, they're going to have it back into the end. 13 on the shot clock. Nicer brings it in. Chris will handle it. Starts to drive in. Backs away. Keeps the dribble alive. Valley's in it. Are you ready for this? A 2-3 zone. Here's a shot by Chris. Nope. Rebound tipped out, pulled down by Adise. Back over to the right side, the nice here. Cross-court pass. Chris, one-handed push pass over to the left side. Tyson has it knocked out of his hands from behind. And a fortunate break for Benedictine as that ball is going to be slapped away. Thanks, sir. The ball being slapped away from behind him resulted in a foul being called on Deuceon Allen. That is Deuceon's first foul. In fact, that is the first foul of the game by Missouri Valley, coming here with 7.5 to play in the half. Tyson feeds underneath. Adise up and in. How about that, Joel Adise? That'll be his first point. 22-16. Ravens trailing a moment ago by 8 for the second time in the game. Here's a little one-handed runner. It's up and in. DeMarcus Butler has quickly notched 5 points. 24-16. Inside 7 minutes to play in the half now. Here's Saxton. Looks away. Gets it out on top. Chris for three. Wide to the left side. Rebounded off the floor and followed up and in, but they will wave off the shot in lieu of a foul. Foul is going to be the second quickly on Deuceon Allen. I suspect that will bring him out of the game. And it does. 24-16 Valley. Benedictine putting in play against a tough, tough defense. It'll go all the way into the backcourt, three quarters of the way back to court, and taken there by Saxton Thuston. Nicer has it on top. Shot clock is at 9. Here's Tyson Caffey, top of the key. Chris Jackson looks inside, nothing. Gets it to Saxton, 3. Over to the left side. Nicer, they're not even thinking about the clock. Ravens have no concept of what time there was on the shot clock, and Benedictine will give the ball back to Valley with the violation. Okay, the Ravens have six guys out there. Somebody's got to come off. It's Matt Austin coming back in. They're going to bring out Tyson Caffey. So the Ravens are going to go much smaller here. Joel Adise, the big man on the court right now. 6.5 to go in the half, 24-16 Valley. They're looking for their first double-digit lead of the night. Back and in, little elbow. The shot goes up. It's in. Cameron Lockett with a half a dozen. And Missouri Valley leading it out 26-16. This is their largest advantage. Chris Jackson will go with left side. Out on top, Saxton. Little back door. Nysir, reverse layup, too hard off the glass, kicked out over the front of the rim, and picking it up on the rebound, Valley will bring it up the floor. Blatt has the ball. Back over to the right side is going to be Zachary Marat. Drives to the baseline, dishes it out on top. Now they'll go for the back door, head fake, falling away. The shot is up, no one. Benedictine will be called for a foul. Chris Jackson will be whistled, and that was well done by Tamarcus Butler, with whom I have been quite impressed. Jackson has foul number one. Benedictine team foul six. Tamarcus Butler, 5 points in the game. Two out of three from the floor. One out of one at the free throw line. Three assists already. Free throw here will not go in. So he'll have one more shot. Benedictine is going to make a trio of substitutions. Jaden Timmy, Eric Cruz, and Ahmad Lewis in the game for BC. Second free throw is good for Tamarcus Butler. 27-16, Ravens down 11. So set near Benedictine 5. It's going to be nice. You have Scott bringing the ball up the court. Matt Austin will be at the other two. You've got Ahmad Lewis at the 3. Timmy and Cruz at the 4 and 5. Skip pass to come to Eric. He will go baseline, get picked up on a double team. The ball is going to be batted out of his hands. It's loose on the floor, and Valley's going to pick it up. Outlet comes down the floor. Look over to the left side. An uncontested layup off the left baseline is good, and Ravens have seen enough. Benedictine looking for a timeout. We're going to enjoy it along with the timeout on the floor here in Marshall with 5 minutes and 14 seconds to go in the opening half. Valley 29, Benedictine 16.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Back with you in Marshall. 5:14 to go in the opening half of this men's college basketball game. And Missouri Valley has come out of the blocks fast. They lead Benedictine here 29-16. Ravens scored the first 5 points of the ball game, but after that, Valley tied it at five and went out in front, and they have led since. This is their largest lead right now at 13. Matt Austin with it. Benedictine got a lot of games to play here the first semester. Here's a driving layup. Good for Matt. Matt Austin challenged in the middle of the lane, took it down the left side, and he's got 9. 29-18. And now the Ravens with another steal of the loose basketball. Lewis gets it out on top. Matt, that's a long three. Won't go. Rebound. Cruz had it. Nobody making a call of a foul. There was a defender over his back. No whistle. In the lane, the beat underneath, the beautiful head fake. And Cruz will reject the shot of Tamarcus Butler out of bounds. Carson Cavalier comes back in. Cavalier will take the inbound pass. 4:15 to go before intermission. Brings it over to Cameron Lockett. Lockett starts into the lane. Falls away from 15. Can't get it to drop. Timmy with a rebound. Over to Nicer. BC will run it into the forecourt now. Nicer accelerates. Goes into the lane. Beautiful underhand. Is good. First points of the game for Nicer Scott. 29-20. Inside 4 minutes to play in the half now. Ravens on the road to begin the conference season. Going to be back in the Nolan on Saturday. Guys game at 2, ladies game at noon. Shot is up, missing. Rebound, Eric Cruz. Back up with the Wilcombe BC coach Chad Lance. Working the official. I think sometimes they become immune to that. Shot by the Ravens misses. Back down the other way. A running three. Nope. Rebound Cruz, and right now these teams are just running. I mean, they are running up and down. In the old days, they would have said running willy-nilly up and down the floor. That's what we're getting right now. Here's a baseline shot for Nicer. He hits the three. Nicer Scott with a quick 5 points, and we're going to get a Valley timeout. Benedictine finding the back of the rim a little bit, and we're taking a break at 3:04 to go in the half. Now, Vikings 29, Ravens 23.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
All right. Back with you here as we're now inside 3 minutes of play in the first half. Valley down the right side, a set baseline three, nothing but the bottom. For Hayden Sprinkle. He has come off the bench. The 6'2 junior from Bonterra, Missouri, to score 5 points. 32-23 Vikings. Ravens out on top. But I thought maybe we'd see a little more offense out of Ahmad Lewis. He is not, I think, I'm not sure. I'd have to look here. I don't know if he's taking a shot. He is not. Gotten quite a bit of time. Here's a running through on the other end. Rattles home! And Valley quickly back up 35-23. They went up a dozen. BC had cut that thing to 6. They push it right back up with a pair of 3-point shots to 12. And we're 2 minutes left in the half. Drive around the left side. Matt Austin off the window and good. Minute 49 to go. 35-25. Valley out top side. Hayden Sprinkle with it. Dishes over to the left. Way out of the wing. Carson Cavalier. Ahmad Lewis defending the basketball top side against Tamarcus Butler. And now we have a foul. A blocking foul on Nicer. Coach Moody not particularly happy with that. Nicer has his second foul. And as Benedictine has picked up 7, it's going to be a 1-1 for Valley here. 35-25, Vikings in front with a minute and a half to go in the half. And Missouri Valley comes to the line. Step it up there. Hayden Sprinkle. Free throw. It's up and good. Hayden, not a great free throw shooter, 66%. And he'll hit both of these, though. It's now 37-25, and again, the Ravens down a dozen. They've trailed in this first half by as many as 13. full court pressure being applied. New to the game is going to be Oliver Paulion Girard. Girard wearing the headband, defending Nicer as he comes up the floor. Minute 13 to go. Nicer, left side of the lane, out on top. Timmy, it's three, very wide to the left side. We're in a perfect place to see the shot, and it was never going to have a chance to go in. Now attacking the basket, going coast to coast, putting it up and in. Zachary Marat, he's got four. Valley right now is just aggressive. This is all it is. They are coming down. They are attacking the basket. They're chasing the ball. They are just being the aggressor here. Here's a feed to the right side. Three-point shot won't go down for Nicer. Into the battle for the rebound. Ravens are going to somehow steal it, and then Nicer turns it back over. Here comes Valley. Look away pass to the left side. Into the lane. Multiple steps. We've got contact, a whistle, and a foul against Benedictine. Official's not sure who committed it, so he refers to one of his associates on the floor, and it's going to be another one on Nicer. And the Ravens, who are already shorthanded at the 1-2, find Scott with three fouls now. Coach Moody looking out there, and looks like he's going to leave him. Free throw now. Not even close for Dwayne Simmons. One more shot coming up for Dwayne. He's a 73% free throw shooter, but fails on both of these. And then, as Matt Austin comes down with a rebound, he is going to be fouled by Carson Cavalier. That is only, are you ready for this? With a half a minute to play in the half, that is only team foul three in the first half by Valley. Two on Dusan Allen, and now that one on Cavalier. 29 and a half seconds to play in the first half. 39 to 25. Coach Moody's up now protesting. He's having the officials go over to the video replay. I think what he's hoping is that they will determine that it is not a foul on Nicer. But there's a video across the floor. There's a video board in front of the guys doing the video cast. And apparently none of them have an adequate view of this. So the Ravens are going to be putting a play from in the backcourt. Nicer's had to check out of the game, and back in is going to come Jake Thompson. Shot clock is off. Ravens into the forecourt. They're going to go into the locker room training by double figures. Question is just what will it be? Here's Matt Austin with it. 16, 15 seconds before the half. Ravens spread the floor, basically a four corners offense. Matt handles it. Heels at the center circle. Goes to the top of the key, drives it. Cuts down to the right side of the lane, spins in, changes hands, right hand shot is up, rolls around, and it's going to go in for two. Matt Austin hits the two, and that will take us to halftime. Intermission in Marshall. We'll be back to summarize the first half for you at the break. Missouri Valley, 39, Benedictine, 27.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Dollars. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
39-27. Missouri Valley beats Benedictine here. Men's college basketball at the Heart of America Athletic Conference from Marshall, Missouri. Sam's troop is entertaining the crowd on hand. Nice turnout. A lot of Raven fans for the ladies' game, and quite a lot of them here for the guys' contest as well. For Missouri Valley, very, very nice outing in the first half for so many guys because, what, 3, 6, 9 players in the scoring column led by Hayden Sprinkle with 7. Cameron Lockett to Marcus Butler, each with 6, 4.5. For Zachary Malott, 3 each for Carson Cavalier, T.J. Wallace, Dusan Allen, Oliver, Pollyon Girard. So 9 players into the scoring column for Missouri Valley. For Benedictine, it's Matt Austin leading the way. He's the only player on either team with double-figure scoring already. Matt has 11. It drops into Nicer and Saxton, 5 apiece. 4 in the first half for Eric Cruz and Joel Adise with 2. So in the first half, we had Chris Jackson on the board, did not score. Ahmad Lewis did not score. Jake Thompson was out there, didn't score. Tyson Caffey did not score. So the Ravens looking to find a little bit of offense, and Benedictine 12 of 31 shooting in the opening half. 38%. Not enough, but by comparison, Missouri Valley hitting 15 to 27. They are at 56. Thank you. 56% from the floor in the first half, including 5 of 9 from 3. 57%. The Ravens from the outside trying to get back into it, not helping. 3 of 12. Benedictine from the outside, 25%. BC has not had a free throw this evening. Turnovers are about the same. Rebounds, pretty similar, 18 and 14. But, again, the difference is not the points in the paint, but the bench points and the points from the perimeter. And Valley has been outstanding in those categories. Lady Ravens with a big win in the opener here tonight. The Benedictine guys hoping to bounce back from this deficit. Got a bit of a hill to climb. It'll be interesting to watch and see how they make this win here happen tonight when we return. We'll be back and bring you the second half live. But right now, with your intermission score, Missouri Valley's Vikings 39, the Benedictine Ravens 27. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the studio, and oh yeah, he's got halftime.
Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all seasons. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing. They are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd, in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine College basketball as they're on the road in Marshall, Missouri, taking on Missouri Valley. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a few minutes. Coming up tomorrow, we've got CARES Sports Look program for you. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 on Thursday evenings. Sports Look is where Tom and guest Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Then, tomorrow night, we've got high school basketball as Atchison High in boys and girls are playing at Heritage Christian. The girls will take to the court right around 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. from Olathe, Kansas. Friday, here in Atchison, we're covering the ACCHS versus Marhill Mount Academy game. The girls will take to the court at 6. the boys will take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Saturday brings us to Benedictine basketball once again. We've had a time change. High noon is when the girls will take to the court. The men will take to the court right around 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference with the scores as I have them.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Taking a look at women's basketball scores for tonight, Wednesday, December 1st, 2021. We have a final in the Evangel Central Methodist game. It was a forfeit. Evangel has 2 points to Central Methodist's recorded zero. In Clark, the final was Clark-Graceland, with Clark on top at 60 points over Graceland's 53. Baker ladies topped Parks with a final score of Baker 54, Park 41. Peru State was victorious over Mount Mercy with a final score of Peru State 69, Mount Mercy 49. Grandview beat William Penn with a final score of Grandview Ladies 73, William Penn 60. And it was Mid-American Nazarene over Culver Stockton with a final of Mid-American Nazarene 73, Culver Stockton 41. In the game that we broadcast earlier, right here at Hot Country 93.7, we have the Lady Ravens at 61 points over the Missouri Valley Vikings, 48. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the men's Heart of America basketball scores for tonight.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison. The scores in men's basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference for today are as follows. With 12 minutes and 19 seconds left in the second, it is Evangel 44 to Central Methodist 39. With 8 minutes and 43 seconds left in the Peru Mount Mercy game, it is Mount Mercy 53, Peru State 39. At halftime, we've got Missouri Valley leading Benedictine with Missouri Valley 39, BC Ravens 27. Park and Baker are tied up at the half as well. Near the end of the first, Grandview and William Penn are tied up as well with 40 points apiece. Park and Baker had 31 points apiece. Mid-American Nazarene is trailing Culver Stockton with the 43-29 halftime score. And with 1 minute and 14 seconds left in the first, Graceland is leading Clark 39-27. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Clear skies tonight with a low of 47. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow. Highs level off around 74. Clear skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 42. Turning cooler Friday and Saturday with highs from the low 50s to the mid 60s. Once again, 47 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 54.9 degrees in Atchison. The wind is out of the southwest at 9 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 48%. The barometric pressure is holding steady at 28.90 inches of mercury. The dew point, 36 degrees Fahrenheit. The feels-like temperature is thus 47 degrees. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside shortly.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
Second half of the ninth game, moments away. Good to have you back. Tom Couts with you here courtside. Joseph, good night. What a job. Taking care of us all. It's you, me, everybody. I'm producer, engineer back at the Care Sports Studio, handling it at halftime. Joseph, thank you. Benedictine, apparently, and probably realistically, was the number of things to talk about at halftime. That said, the team did not return to the floor until we were like at a minute 45 to go before the second half. We're now, that is less than a minute ago. So these guys are going to warm up quite briefly, and we're going to get underway with the second half. Some of the things the Ravens are trying to do, or trying to figure out a way to do, is, among other things, finding a way to replace the points in maybe as much as anything else, just the steady hand of Jaden Bristol, who's not available to play tonight. He got banged up. He'll be rolled back very quickly. Jaden's averaging over 12 points a ball game. You know, points are going to have to be picked up. That slack is going to have to be covered up by someone. And not just that, but, you know, the assists and just the handling of the team down the floor from that one spot. Not an easy role to step into. And Benedict can look for somebody to do that. Also, the Ravens, you know, just not getting a lot of scoring out of the middle. Again, you had guys like Tyson Caffey ending up with no points, and then Chris Jackson, Amon Lewis, Jake Thompson, none of them scoring in the first half in spite of getting playing time. That said, we're set to go to the second half. Ball will belong to Missouri Valley to get things underway, and they're going from right to left here in the second half. Lob pass is going to go over off the right block, the feet into the lane, the hook shot, and the second half begins much of the way the first half had begun. That was a basket by Dwayne Simmons, and that is his fourth now sixth point of the game. 41-27. Valley by 14. It is their largest lead. Here's Matt Austin, coast to coast. The ball rejected by a defender. Deson Allen coming over him from behind. Slaps the ball out of play. Ravens are going to have it back in with 14 on the shot clock. Chris Jackson looking to bring it in. Gets it into Matt. Cruz. Back over to Saxton, who goes in, bangs in, shot up, nope. And a rebound back down to Valley. Vikings quickly down the floor to the right side with it. It's going to be Butler. Feeds to the edge. Now the cutter in the middle. There's the shot, plus one for Deson Allen. And again, Valley is just doing what they want in the middle. We're going to call the Ravens for going over the back, and that is going to be second foul of the ball game for Saxton Houston. 43-27. Valley and a free throw coming up here for Deson Allen. It is up and rolls, and it is in. Valley's got a hot hand, and Benedictine is feeling the pain of that. Now they trail by 17. We're a minute into the second half. Here's Chris Jackson, topside, skip pass over to Saxton, Houston, goes to the right, back out on top, Saxton, dishes in the corner, Cruz, or rainbow of three, up and in. That's a big shot for Eric Cruz, his first three of the game. He was 0 for 2 from outside until that shot. Here's a pass into the lane, picked up, now loose, stolen away by the feed, and the shot, and there's a foul. Saxton Houston taking the pass across the lane for Matt Austin. Saxton just put on the brakes, and the defender runs right over him, almost through him. They will say it is not a shooting violation, and it is the first foul of the ballgame by Tamarcus Butler. Benedictine will have it into their offensive end. 18 minutes and 21 seconds to go in the game. 44-30, Vikings in front. Officials taking a little time as they're communicating with the score table. Here's Timmy with the ball. The feed to Saxton. The shot is up. Nobody's fouled. There was a block inside on Tamarcus Butler. And Butler, who had gone through the first half with 6 points and no fouls, has picked up two fouls in less than 2 minutes of the second half. Looking out of the court, near midcourt, you can see Chad Lance, a 19-season head coach here at Missouri Valley, with the crib notes, note cards that he has in his hand as he's looking out there. And this is some of the stuff that coaches do in this day and age, is they've done so much prep work, so much analysis. The free throw by Saxton is in. They know who's going to take shots, or at least tendencies of players to take shots. Second free throw is not going to be good. And the rebound down to T.J. Wallace. Here comes Missouri Valley. 44-31 Vikings. 18 minutes left. Three-pointer from the left side. A little bit strong. Rebound tipped out. Cruz handles it in. Here comes B.C. Chris Jackson up the floor. Chris still looking for his first point of the game. Pushed over to Cruz. Double team, triple team. The ball just taken out of his hand, stolen away. The other way comes Deson Allen. Takes it across the timeline into the forecourt as we're down to 17 and a half to play. Ravens trailing by 13. BC will stay in their little player defense. That's what they prefer. They play it well. Comes out on top to Chase Lance. Chase will go baseline, skip into the middle, and the bounce pass through the wickets. Here comes Benedictine. Matt Austin drives and shoots and scores. Nice coast-to-coast for the Ravens. 13 points for Matt, his first points of the second half. And it's 44-33, Valley. Cutter, Lance at the baseline, dishes off on top. Wallace, finger roll, missed it. Offensive board, followed up, nope, but a BC foul. And Vikings back at the free throw line. We're going to get Tyson Caffey returning to the game, as it'll be foul number three for Jaden Timmy. At the line, Dwayne Simmons. Free throw, good. After going 0 for 2 in the first half, Simmons will hit the first free throw here. Jaden Timmy will exit the game. Second free throw, no. 45-33, Vikings in front. Jaden Timmy's had some struggles tonight. He's been a big part of the Raven offense all season long, but tonight has no points and right now three fouls. Three fouls, two rebounds, no assists for Timmy. Here's a driving shot. That is Saxton Thuston with the bucket. Saxton's got eight. 45-35 Vikings. Benedictine back to within 10. 16-16 to go in the game. Feet on the left side, little driving layup. That looked so easy. Beautifully executed and well run for the Vikings. The assist will go to Butler, the bucket to Dusan Allen. Allen with 5.5 and second half already, 8 points in the game. Here's a three, Chris Jackson. Off the window, he missed it so far, it went in. Chris Jackson stops and just looks up at the ceiling like, I can't believe that somehow fell. You cannot beat luck. Here's a shot off the baseline, up and good for two by DeMarcus Butler. He's got eight. It is now 49-38. 15.5 to go. Ravens shot up by Saxton. No. Followed up by Tyson. No. Pushed back up and in. Eric Cruz for two. Eric with 9 in the game. 49-40. Ravens are back to within 9 now. Just over 15 minutes left. Still time. Benedict will have to be efficient, but certainly has an opportunity. Here's a three, missed, rebound to Cruz. Chris Jackson coming up the floor. He was wanting Saxton. He wanted to do that, have that home run baseball pass, that long home run, but then he got, I think, had a moment to think about that. Now BC will feed it underneath, and Thuston is up and in for two more. And Benedictine whittling and whittling and whittling away. Coach Chad Lance calling a timeout, does not like the trend that he's seeing out of the court, and Benedictine is playing nicely. Ravens will cut the gap. We're taking a timeout, Joseph, at 14:38 to go in the game. It's down Missouri Valley, 49, Benedictine, 42.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Lots of basketball here on Cure Radio. Tomorrow night we've got high school basketball. Friday night, high school basketball. Back to Benedictine basketball on Saturday. Keep your dial tuned right here. Joseph, bring a sleeping bag. 49-42. Missouri Valley in front, but the Ravens, who have trailed by as many as 17, are back to within 7. Now full court pressure by the Ravens into the forecourt is going to come to Marcus Butler. Butler being guarded by Nysir. Scott's out there. Remember, he's in a little foul trouble. Here's a runner from the right side. Puts up a good for Butler. He's a double figure scoring with 10. 51-42 Valley. 14-14 to go. Always big to get the conference started with a W. And here's Matt Austin for three. No. Rebound, Tyson Caffey, loops around, way off balance, makes it through the shot up, no. Rebounding it back. Here comes Missouri Valley. Topside with it. Butler works around to the baseline. Comes out between the circles. That's Murat. He will come to the free throw line. Back it away. Skips it over to the left side. Off the block. Look at it back in. No chance of that. Back on top. Shot clock at 9. The feed in the middle is batted away. Here comes Benedictine. Accelerating. Driving in. The shot blocked. Followed up. Yeah! Nicely done. Nice here. 51-44. 13:20 to go. Here's a drive by Lance. The feed over to the left side, and the little bunny is going to be up and good. Zach Murat will have a half a dozen points. 53-44, Valley. Just over 13 minutes to play. Tyson Caffey goes over left side. Back out on top, it'll come. Nice here. Little right-hand dribble accelerates down the right side of the lane. Keeps it alive. Backs away right in front of the Benedictine bench. Now top of the key. It goes to Matt. Matt kicks it back. Saxton. Start to the right side. Drive to the left. Down the left side of the lane. Back out on top. Three-point shot by Matt is up. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Adise. Joe will bring it out topside. And Nicer will reset the Benedictine offense. Scott trying to play off a little bit of a screen. Gets it out. Saxton drives down low. Gets it in the middle of Tyson, who turns it over. Cappy is having the ball stripped out of his hands, and we're at 12:20 to go. Here's a runner on the left side. Knocking it down is Aiden Sprinkle. He's got 10 with his second three of the night. 56-44. Ravens are just beginning to battle back and missing a couple of opportunities, and now the in-the-lane pass is going to be knocked away. They're going to say it was kicked. They're going to call a foul. Well, they are not calling a foul, so they're going to must say that ball has been kicked, and BC will have it in at their offensive end. 12 minutes to go. Ravens have now gone to the bench, and we are going to see Braden Belt in for the first time. Vikings coming up with a steal, but then throw it away. 56-44, Valley in front with 11:50 to go. The ball will be put in play for the Ravens by Braden Belt. They've got Belt and Kathy and Scott, Austin, and Adise. Not sure that five has ever been on the court simultaneously this season. Here's Nice here. All the way to the baseline. Gets trapped in the corner by a double team. Now the pass by Tyson is hit. Knocked out of bounds. Ray was fortunate that ball was not stolen back. 11 and a half to go. Nice here. We'll be putting it in play right in front of the BC bench. It'll come out to Joel Adise, who hands it quickly over to Matt Austin. 11 and a half left. BC with the basketball, but they trail by 11. Here's Tyson Caffey for three. How about that? Tyson Caffey from way outside gets his first point of the game. 56-47. And now with a shot on the fast break, a foul is called on Braden Belt. First foul by Belt, and it was just a matter of Jamarcus Butler maybe being a little too quick. Butler's come to the line. He's not a great free throw shooter. 2 out of 3. Got 10 points in the game. His first of two here is in. That is his 11th point. Matt Austin's going to get some rest, and Chris Jackson will return to the floor for Benedictine. One more shot. It is rolling it in. Jamarcus Butler with a dozen. 58-47 once more. Valley's able to reestablish that double-digit lead with 11-11 to go in the game. Nicer drives and shoots, but cannot get it to fall. However, draws the foul. He will come to the free throw line. It's the first foul tonight by Cameron Lockett. Lockett was really strong early in the ball game, picking up 6 points in the first few minutes that has not scored since. Free throw. Up and in for Nicer. That is his 8th point tonight. But now he's going to bring Zachary Marat back out of the game and return to the floor is going to be Desan Allen. Second free throw. Gets them both. It is 58-49 Valley as we are at 11 minutes left. Vikings will accelerate into the lane. Running jumper. No. Offensive board. Driving right. Multiple steps. Shot. No. Rebound. Benedictin. Chris Jackson up court with it. Chris with a high dribble. Gets double teamed on top. Has it knocked out of his hand and stolen. Big guy takes the ball away from Chris Jackson, and then on the other end, he attacks the bucket. Chris comes in late and out of position. The bucket's good. Jackson fouls. It'll be Chris' second foul tonight and an opportunity at a conventional. 3 points play for Cameron Lockett. Lockett, a 6'5 junior out of Florissant, Missouri. This free throw right there. 9 points for Cameron Lockett. That was a big swing. Making it 61-49. Valley. 10.5 to play. It's about this point in the ballgame when the clock feels like it starts going really fast. Here's Braden Belt to the left side. Kicks it over to Chris. Jackson into the lane. Has the ball stripped out of his hands. And he's got back-to-back turnovers on 2 trips up the floor. We got a timeout. Taking it at 10-11 left. It's Vikings 61, Ravens 49.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
Ten minutes and 11 seconds to play in the game. 61-49. Vikings in front. Benedictine will have the ball. The shot goes up by Belt. Missed it. Rebound, pulling to the court, layup, missed! Uncontested layup, and it was unsuccessful for DeMarcus Butler. So each team misses what should have been a very easy shot. The Viking defense has been absolutely stifling. Now here's a bounce pass from Adise that's stolen. Up court it comes, little reverse layup, no. And we're going to get a goaltend. Yeah. Deuceon Allen is going to be credited with the bucket. Back into the game for Valley is going to come. Oh, wait. It's Gerard. But before that, we will have our media timeout. We're going to see a lot of changes on the lineups for both teams. We come back. 9:35 left in the game. Vikings 63, Benedictine 49.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. At Highway in Atchison.
Missouri Valley leads Benedictine here on their home court in Marshall, Missouri. Ravens led to the ballgame at 5-0. Then Valley went on a little bit of a run, and it has been Vikings with the lead ever since the first about 2 minutes of the game. right now leading it here by a dozen. They have led by as many as 17 in the second half. So Benedictine is trying to hold them within some kind of an arm's reach, but they're going to have to make a bit of a move on that now as we're down at 9:35 to play, down 14, 63-49. Ravens have it in. It's 9-0 Scott. The young man out of Topeka, Kansas, bringing it up. Working against Jace Lance. Comes right side, Timmy. Backs in. Trouble. Goes in, spins, and puts up a nice shot off the window and good. Jaden Timmy gets his first point of the game with 9:09 to play in the contest. It is 63-51. And now we have a turnover by Valley. Yes. Back up with it will come Nicer. 8:55 to go. Cruz underneath. Up. Got fouled. So Eric Cruz will be coming to the free throw line. That foul is going to be on Oliver Paulion Girard. It is only his first. There have not been a lot of fouls called in this game on either side, really. That is 14 fouls each on these two clubs with 8:48 left in the game. First free throw here is up and good for Eric Cruz. And with that, Eric is in double-figure scoring. He has 10. Matt Austin with 13 leads the way. Second free throw is good. Matt has only 2 points in the second half of this game. It is 63-53 at 8:45 to go. Inbound pass stolen by, thank you, by Benedict Nenon. Coming up with a loose basketball. Nice here, Scott. Great anticipation of the inbound pass. Now he plays off the screen, goes all the way to the baseline. Skip pass comes out on top to Cruz. Back over to the left to Matt. Austin launching the long three. The rim's out, no good. Rebounding it down. Nicely done by Saxton. Leads underneath. The shot by Scott. Reverse layup. Good for two. Nice here. 63-55. And again, Ravens battling tough. Back to within eight with just over 8 minutes left. Vikings will back into the lane. Twisting, spinning, turning. Hook shot, nope. Rebound, fought for. Shot up, nope. Rebound is on the floor. And this time, it'll be Saxton coming up with the basketball. Here comes Benedictine. Houston into the forecourt to Matt. Austin drives baseline. Kicks it back to Cruz. Out on top, it'll come to Nicer. 7:47 to go in the game, and Nicer is going to dribble it out toward the midcourt. Let the offense run. Starts over to the right side, gets double-teamed by a pair of defenders who flash to the top. Kicks back over to the left to Timmy. He'll back in, look, get inside, nothing there. Comes back out on top to Matt. Shot clock is down to 5. Austin to the left, Timmy for 3. Air ball goes out of bounds on the fly. 7:27 to go. Back up with the ball will come Missouri Valley. Jace Lance out of the game. And the Vikings are going to bring Carson Cavalier back in. Ravens trail by 8. Valley comes down the right side into the lane. Nothing. Off on top. Here's a shot for 3. Nope. And a nice rebound once again by Saxton Thuston. Saxton is not the tallest guy on the court, but my goodness, he is tremendous at coming out with those rebounds. We go inside 7 minutes to play. Skip pass left side, Cruz. He's 2 steps in front of the 3-point circle. Now drives into the lane. Turns, shoots, and scores Eric Cruz. It is now 63-57, and suddenly Benedictine within 6 at 6:42 to play. Valley's been on a little bit of a scoring hiatus here. Here's an uncontested baseline 3 that misses. Rebound nice here. BC back up the floor. That's got Coach Lance a little agitated now. He's always on his feet patrolling the sideline, but he's doing it with a little additional vigor right now. Here's Austin with the ball. Starts to the top, goes into the lane. Little backdoor pass to Cruz. Goes up, hits it, plus 1. Eric Cruz, the assist to Matt Austin. The foul is going to be on Dwayne Simmons. It is his first. count the bucket for Cruz plus one. And before the free throw, Vikings taking a timeout. We have a game. Timeout of the court with 6:14 to play. It's Missouri Valley 63, Benedictine 59.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Welcome back with Eric Cruz, poised to come back to the free throw line to complete a conventional three-point play. Benedictine is on an 8-0 run right now. And having trailed in this game not that long ago by as many as 17, BC is back to within 4. Cruz coming to the line. Eric ties it and scores it. Eric Cruz. It is now 63-60. And Valley comes up the floor. They have not scored in a while. Hassan with it. Back left. Out top. Cavalier. 3. Bingo. That was a huge shot by little Carson Cavalier. Only his second bucket of the ball game, but both of them have been threes. It is 66-60. 5:45 left. The pass inside thrown away. Matt trying to get it in. To Timmy. Defenders anticipated it. Stepped down. Picked off the ball. Back up. It will come Valley. 5.5 to go. Out on top with it is going to be DeMarcus Butler. He will drive and shoot. Won't get it. Rebound tipped out to Matt. Matt Austin with a huge first half, a double-digit first half, has only 2 second-half points. 5:17 to play. Ravens with the ball, trailing it by 6. Matt taking his time, directly between the top of the key and the center circle. Pulls up from about 13, can't get it. Rebound tipped around, it's going to go out of play. And they're going to call it Benedictine basketball. Great hustle by Jaden Timmy. Valley's going to reintroduce both T.J. Wallace and Cameron Lockett into the game, kicking out Hayden Sprinkle and Dwayne Simmons. 5:04 to play, 66-60. Now BC has decided to bring Jake Thompson in. Matt Austin goes out toward the top. Shot clock at 13, plenty of time. Jake to Matt, it's 3. Rims out, wouldn't go down. He had a good look at it. That's certainly the shot he liked and shot he wanted. And as Valley comes up the floor, I think his feet went out from beneath him a little bit, slid to the floor, but they're going to call a foul on Saxton. So Thuston will be saddled with his third foul, and Thompson right back out of the ball game for Nicer. Now, before the ball comes in, Timmy will come out, and Kathy is in. So, Kathy and Scott, Cruz, Thuston, and Austin. Here's a shot missing, rebound out of bounds. Viking ball. Valley is not shooting well, but they've had multiple opportunities. Getting some offensive rebounds, that one coming out of bounds to them. They've been able to keep the ball alive and in their possession, limiting opportunities for Benedictine to draw closer. Ravens down by 6. 4.5 minutes left now. Found it with the ball. Works over to the left side. Deep in the corner. This is all alone for 3, and it is 2 strong. Rebound. Nicer. Ravens coming up court. It's 3-on-3 break. Nicer feeds in the middle. Saxton has it knocked out of his hands. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Benedictine basketball underneath the north goal. Taking a little bit of time unwrapping everybody, but nobody's putting a dust mop on the floor. There's plenty of guys rolling around on it out there. Here's Nicer with it left side. 4 minutes left. Saxton in the lane. Up and in for a pair. Thuston for two. Saxton having a nice game. What, seven in the second half? A dozen so far tonight. 3:50 left. Ravens down four. Here's another three. Perfect. Oh, my goodness. Carson Cavalier has just come in and in three trips has hit 2 3-point shots. 69-62. 3:30 left. Cruz is fouled on top, and that was simply a matter of Cruz putting a little bit of a move on it to Marcus Butler. Butler didn't know what to do. He was out of position. He was behind. Eric did a nice job, so Butler just fouled him. Now, the Vikings are going to make a switch. It's interesting. Cavalier, who's hit those two big three-point shots, comes out. He's a little upset about it. He's going to be replaced by Jace Lance. Lance is probably the superior defender of the two. Lance has not contributed a point yet tonight. Here's a feed inside. Tyson Cathy for two. Tyson has five in the game. All of them here in the second half. It is now 69-64. 3:10 to go. Ravens back within five. They have cut the gap to as little as three. Valley's gotten immensely patient now. Here's a pass batted away by Matt. Saved. Feed in the middle. It's on the floor. And Benedictine's going to save it. What a job by Nysir. He comes up with the ball. Walk on the tightrope at the baseline. Now Saxton will bring it into the forecourt. 2.5 minutes to play. Ravens with the basketball. Trailing it only by five. Scott, between the circles, Tyson. Cathy goes right side, Matt. It's a three. Got it, Matt Austin! Timeout, Ravens. And right now, Coach Lance looks fit to be tied. We're taking a break. 2:27 to go. What a finish. Vikings 69, Ravens 67.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
A little bit of tension in the gymnasium here at the Grover C. Redford Gym on the Missouri Valley campus as Benedictine has come from behind, trailing in the second half by as many as 17. They are back to within one possession. It is a 69-66. Let me check my math. Yes, 69-66. Missouri Valley lead. This is the second time in the last 3.5 minutes that Benedictine has gotten it to within three. Now the Ravens are going to utilize some full court pressure on the inbound. Valley has the ball. Marat with it. Crosses the timeline. Hands it back out on top to Butler. Butler will weave to the left. Matt Austin picks him up. Comes out on top to Lance. 11 on the shot clock. The feet into the lane, backing in, falling away. The hook shot rolls and rolls, and it goes in. Big shot for Cameron Lockett. A lot of skill, a little bit of luck. 71-66 with a minute 50 to go. Matt Austin with the ball, top side. Benedictine back on offense. Matt goes left, goes in, off the window, no. Rebound, pull back down by the Ravens. Out on top, Cruz for three. In and out. Rebound, Ravens, Tyson Cathy. Benedictine is going to keep it alive. Minute and a half to go. Here's Nysir driving. Dishes over into the corner. Back out on top to Cruz. He will cut into the lane. Goes in, changes hands, shot up, missed it. And rebound, Valley. That was a big miss. Ravens had an opportunity again. A minute 8, a minute 7. Falls into the forecourt with a minute 5. Missouri Valley with the basketball. Lance with it. Pumps it over to the left side. Lock it. He'll go into the lane. Loses balance. Shot is up. Missing. Rebound. Ravens. Tyson Caffey comes down with it. Ravens into the forecourt. 40 seconds to play. Time getting away. Driving Matt. Up and in for two. Ravens taking a break. Matt Austin hits the driving shot. We've got a timeout. 39 seconds left. Viking 71, Benedictine 68.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
What a fantastic game this has turned into. It started off not as good as that. Benedictine, although they led in the first 2 minutes of the game, got behind. Valley just dominated through the course of the first half, leading by as many as, 13, led at halftime by a dozen, pushed that to a 17-point second-half lead, but Benedictine never rolling over, never quitting, never stopping, just battles back, and it is now a 71-68 game, again with 39 seconds left. Valley's going to have the ball in play. For the Ravens, Tyson Caffey, Nysir Scott. They've got Amon Lewis out there now with Matt Austin and Saxton Thuston. Boy, Saxton's been good tonight, too. The ball into the forecourt for Valley. 30 seconds to play. Here's DeMarcus Butler with it. They've got Amon defending him. Now the ball's loose on the floor. Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Up the left side. Back out on top. Benedictine with the basketball. 18 seconds out there. Taking a timeout. We're taking a break. What a finish. 18 seconds left. Viking 71, Ravens 68.
Did you know you have 7 ways to get your shopping done for the holidays and you don't even have to get out of your vehicle? Hi, this is Christy Lumen here to remind you that Union State Bank, across all 7 branch locations, is offering MasterCard gift cards with no purchase fees in November and December. These make the perfect gift for anyone on your list, especially those hard-to-buy-for teens or college students. They can be spent anywhere MasterCard is accepted, so stop by any Union State Bank branch today. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
A tremendous vantage point to watch ball games for us here at the Redford Gym. And right now it's a great vantage point to watch the Benedictine bench. Coach Moody on one knee. He's got his team seated in front of him, and he is telling them, here is, guys, what we need to do to tie this game. Ravens, frankly, they are looking for overtime in a 3-point game. 18 seconds left. Benedictine will have it in from the far side. It'll be brought in play by Thuston. Saxton Thuston will do the inbound. Who will take the three? Will it be Cruz? It'll be Austin. I got something else in mind. Now you've got Nysir getting tripped. Comes up with the basketball. Cross court. It's going to be safe. On the left side, Matt. Three blocked. And a quick foul. Raven had the ball slip and get away. No travel called. Cross court pass was batted. Nearly lost it. Able to control it in. Got into the corner. Matt got a shot away, but the defender was able to come in from the side and get a hand on it. And then, when Valley comes down with a rebound, Benedictine with a quick foul. Tyson Caffey commits the foul, and the situation is, with 5 seconds left, Valley leads by 3. They've got to put the ball in play from deep in the backcourt, and we're going to get another timeout taken. Coach Moody is beside himself. the Pittsburgh Ravens, among other things, are looking for what would have on any other night, but a technical foul as one of the Valley players took the ball in a celebratory manner, I suspect, slammed it on the floor, shot up, you know, backboard high out of the floor. No repercussion from that. Coach Moody is not particularly happy. Now, one of the officials is coming over to a Valley assistant coach, telling him to go sit down. Sit down or I'll throw you out, he just told him. That was kind of interesting. So anyway, a lot of pressure coming down here in those last few seconds. 5.7 to be exact. 71-68 Valley. Ladies game, exciting as well. The Benedict and Lady Ravens come away with a win here tonight. See if the guys are able to work some kind of magic. 71-68. It will be Valley basketball from deep in the backcourt. The inbound will come from Dusan Allen. Ravens are going to switch up on the inbound. It'll come in immediately, and an immediate foul on Hayden Sprinkle. So, Valley gets the ball in Sprinkle's hands. And for Benedictin, it gets, frankly, just does not get better. Sprinkle is a 66.7 shooter. Now, this is team foul seven, so it's a 1-1 with 4.3 to go. And at the line, Hayden Sprinkle. He's 2 of 2 tonight. Hits that one. That's a big one. It makes it a 2-possession game with 4 seconds left. This one is also good. 73-68. Ravens will bring it up. Cruz will launch a shot. At the buzzer. It's no good. Final score tonight. Valley 73, Benedictine 68. We'll be back to summarize it right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all seasons. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing. They are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd, in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
All back with you here in Marshall, Missouri, where Missouri Valley was able to cling to their lead in the waning moments of the ball game and hang on to bump off Benedictine tonight, 73-68. Let's take a look at the scoring in this game for you, if we may. First of all, for Missouri Valley, Vikings with 39 halftime points were held to only 34 points in the second half by Benedictine. They were paced by both Tamarcus Butler and Hayden Sprinkle, each with a dozen. 11 in the game for Cameron Lockett and 10 for Deuceon Allen. Valley with four guys in double-digit scoring. Thank you. Following them, it was a 9-point ball game for Carson Cavalier. Carson hitting three threes in the game and two big ones late in the second half. 7 tonight for Dwayne Simmons. It was Zachary Marat contributing a half a dozen and a 3-point shot apiece for Oliver Paulion Girard and T.J. Wallace. For Benedictine, well, you know who's going to be the leading scorer because he's been the leading scorer pretty much through the season. Matt Austin with 18 points here tonight. Double-figure scoring as well for Saxton Thuston. Nice 12-point game for Saxton and 11 tonight for Nicer Scott. Running down the Ravens scoring from there, you'll find it was a kind of a dramatic drop-off. 6-point night for four and a half, but 16 tonight for Eric Cruz. So another double-digit guy. Eric was 16. Then we go down to Tyson Cathy with 5-3 for Chris Jackson. Jaden Timmy, 2, and Joel Adise with 2. Jake Thompson, Braden Belt, opening the ball game. Neither of them any points. Ahmad Lewis also playing, did not score. For Benedictine, you're never looking to make any kind of excuses. Coach Moody anticipates coming up here, so we'll hang around a bit for him, Joseph. Not looking to make any excuses, but it's difficult to replace not only the scoring, 12 points plus for Jaden Bristol that he normally brings to your team, but a lot of the intangibles, the leadership out on the court, you know, just running this club from the one. They have had him out there doing that for quite a while. This group is used to him and his way of handling them, and it's just a little bit different. So that said, there are adjustments to be made, and this Valley team is very, very good. Let's not underestimate them. They come into the game today 7-1, okay? So Missouri Valley is a quality club, 7-1. Now they go to 8-1 and 1-0 in the conference. Benedictine now 6-4 and 0-1 in the heart. Kind of break it down some of the numbers in this one. You can see what happens. The field goals, Valley hit over half. Benedictine hit 41%, even though the Ravens got a lot of shots away. 3-point shots is a big, big difference maker. BC was only 6 of 24. That's 25% outside shooting. Where Valley was almost 50%, 8 of 17. And that was a big difference. And then free throws. Benedictine was very good at 6 of 7. Valley was 11 of 15. And again, 5 points difference on the free throw line. And a game that was decided by, 5 points. Yeah. It's a big deal. Ravens and Vikings had similar turnover numbers. It's 12 and 14. But total rebounds, 37 to 31. Ravens just did not play badly. Couldn't get some shots to fall. And again, come up just a little bit short. Now they're going to have to refocus and rededicate themselves to the game on Saturday. We'll, again, look to talk with Coach a little bit about that. And we're going to have a big day coming up in the Nolan on Saturday. That said, pull my little schedule out here because we have a lot of games coming up here on Care Radio to share with you. And let's just say that tomorrow night we've got Atchison High School. We're going to be down to Heritage Christian for that one. 6 o'clock for the girls' game, the guys' game after that. Friday night, it will be NEKL basketball, as we will have ACCHS at Marhill Mount Academy. 6 o'clock for the ladies' game, approximately, and then guys' game at the conclusion. The next Saturday, and we're going to be talking about this through the course of the days between now and then, but be certain to mark on your calendar. Benedictine and Mid-America Saturday, the originally promoted time, has been adjusted a little bit. They have moved the ladies' game up until noon and the guys' game at 2. They were at 2 and 4, but now ladies' game is at noon and the guys' game is at 2 o'clock in the Little One Gymnasium. Benedictine with Mid-America. So those are going to be the games going on around Care Radio here in the next handful of days. So got that going on. Let me update some of the other games in the conference here this evening. Tonight in the ladies' game, of course, Evangel wins over Central Methodist with a forfeit, a 2-0 forfeit. Clark knocked off Graceland 60-53. It was Baker over Park 54-41. Prairie State, no trouble with Mount Mercy, winning by 20, 69-49. It was a 73-60 win for Grandview over Penn. And Mid-America ladies seem to have shaken off some of those early season doldrums as they defeat Culver Stockton 73-41. And, of course, the game you heard here on Care Radio, Benedictine over Missouri Valley. BC winning it 61-48 in the ladies' game. We will check the guys' games here while we're waiting for Coach to be able to make his way. By the way, this is a big building, man. It's a long way across. It's a long way up. And so we know that it's going to take him a couple of minutes to get from there to here. And we get down to today's games. We have finals in most of the games. Evangel defeated Central Methodist tonight. What a game that one was, 65-64. We've got a final, William Penn over Grandview, 97-77. So Penn starts off well. Culver Stockton winning 86-63. Clark and Graceland with 4:19 to go. It's a one-point game. You've got Park with a minute to go, 15 points up on Baker. And with less than a minute to play, Mount Mercy leads Peru by 4, 88-84. So that's kind of how all of those things shake out there. Well, I'm trying to decide if Coach is going to be able to make his way up here or not. And I'm thinking, I'm kind of leaning toward not here about this point. Again, coming up with an upcoming sports schedule on Care Radio tomorrow night, it'll be Atchison and Heritage Christian here on Care Radio Friday night. ACCHS, MHMA, and then Saturday, mark your calendars, noon for the ladies' game, 2 o'clock for the guys, and it is a toy drive game. Come up, bring in unwrapped toy, get into the game for free, and all those things are going to be put to a very, very good cause. You might be enjoying participating in that. It was certainly enjoyed bringing you the ball game here this evening. Lady Ravens winning in the opening game tonight. An exciting win for the Benedictine women. As I pull up my score, it was 61-48. Final in the ladies' contest. Guys' game. Tough win. It was Missouri Valley clinging to the win. Knocking off Benedictine 73-68. That all said, I want to thank you for having me join us. I want to thank Joseph for bearing with us. Joseph, well done as always, young man. Let's do this again right away, like tomorrow. Tom Couch here in Marshall, Missouri. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports Boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.